Today's reading starts in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. So we are building off of yesterday's reading when he was telling them he was going to send them out. And so he's still preparing them for what's going to happen as they preach the gospel, both in that limited commission, but also after Jesus ascends. I think verse 25 is really key here. He says, if they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So he says, you've seen them come against me. You need to understand that you're going to receive the same kind of treatment, not necessarily because of you, but because of Jesus. If they malign Jesus, they will certainly malign those that are doing his will. Jesus is telling him these things so that they wouldn't shrink back when these things happen. They wouldn't become fearful and allow that to overcome them. In order to be his apostles, they were going to have to be courageous. Courageous on a very high level. They were going to have to go against, yes, even kings and endure that persecution. And of course, at the end of the first century and into the second century, it gets even worse. He also tells them there in verse 26 that the evil that is done is going to come to light. Nothing is covered that will not be revealed. Just like John talks about in his gospel account, when Jesus came into the world and brings that light of truth, the light of the gospel, and exposes sin, some will see their sins and want to change, but not everyone. There are some that are going to embrace their evil instead of shunning it, and they're going to want to quiet that light. They're going to want to make it stop shining on them. So when their evil things are exposed, they want to keep them hidden. Verse 29 through 31, again, more encouragement to point out to them that God is watching over them and God is providing for them. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. God is watching over all of his creation. And if he's watching over all of his creation, how much more would he be watching over those that are doing his will, spreading his word? In fact, he states that God knows us so intimately and watches over us so carefully that even the hairs of our head are numbered. He is aware of everything that happens to me, everything that tempts me, everything that bothers me, every injury, every evil, every good, everything is in the sight of God our Father. God is simply bigger than anything that we might fear in this world. He's bigger than the kings. He's bigger than the mobs. He's bigger than everything. And he knows about everything. And so verse 28, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. God is the one whom we really need to worry about answering to. Not a king and not a religious leader, God himself. He's the one I have to answer to. He is the one to fear, not man. Sure, men have power, and that power can be used in ways that will affect us. Thinking about ourselves today and the way that our country is going, you know, maybe there's going to be restriction on free speech in the future, and that might affect us. But it won't affect our salvation unless we let it go. It won't affect our salvation unless we let them affect us in that way. No one can snatch us out of the hand of the Father. We have to leave voluntarily. That's how strong God is, and that's how much we are amenable only to God and not to man. So whatever comes in the future, even if it does reach a persecution level as bad as it was in the first and second centuries, it doesn't matter. As long as you stay faithful to God, he stays faithful to you, and he will save you, despite what you might endure in this world. So these men with political influence, who might be stronger than us, might be intimidating, we don't need to fear them. Focus on God. If we stay focused on God, then these other things melt away. Sometimes we talk about the idea of tunnel vision, that we don't want to have tunnel vision, for example, when we're driving, because we then ignore the surroundings and we don't notice things that are happening that might affect us when we're driving. But spiritually, I think we do need tunnel vision. We need to stay focused on God and let all this other stuff just fade away into the side view. Stay focused on God. Store up that fear of God in our hearts. Follow him each and every day. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.